Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest, The Brain Strain. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX.
Well, all in all, they've had just a few hits, don't you think? Just a few. Wow. He dominated the 80s. They're coming to Madison. Bree Stevens Field Show coming up on August 25th. We want you to go, and you will, with your correct Brain Strain answer this morning. Of course, we're doing some Hall & Oates trivia, Terry.
That's perfect.
Thought it seemed appropriate. Here's our question. You can answer at 664-1949 and win the Hall & Oates concert tickets. Here we go. Known mainly for their original material, which they were, Hall & Oates did score one top 20 hit with someone else's song. What was the remake? Do tell at 664-1949, and you're going to Hall & Oates live, courtesy of Jim and Terry and Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX. Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Let me be the first to wish you a happy 4th of July.
Aww. Well, thank you. Happy 4th of July to you as well.
All right. Have some fun the next few days, okay? And try to keep all your fingers. we thought we'd have you dialed the Brain Strain while you still had all your fingers.
Oh, my goodness.
Those darn fireworks. Hey, known mainly for their original material, Hall & Oates did score one top 20 hit with someone else's song. What was the remake we're talking about?
Is it Private Eyes?
No, that was all theirs. That was an original one. Thanks for trying, though.
Thank you.
Happy 4th anyway. Thanks. Not Private Eyes.
Yeah, good guess, though. Wow.
WOLX Brain Strain. You are on. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Our question this morning for Hall & Oates tickets, of course, is Hall & Oates trivia. Known mainly for their original material, Hall & Oates did score one top 20 hit with someone else's song. What was the remake?
Is it Maneater?
No, not Maneater.
Oh, that's a great song.
Thanks for trying another Hall & Oates original. They're not Maneater. This is harder than I thought here, Terry.
You never know, Jim.
You never know.
Well, they.
Hello there.
Hey,
hello.
Hi.
Hello there. What do you think? Known mainly for their original material, Hall & Oates did score one top 20 hit with someone else's song. What was the remake?
Oh, they did a few really good covers, but how about Paul Young, Every Time You Go Away?
No, that wasn't the hit we were looking for. You're right. They did write that one. Thanks for trying this morning. Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. Thanks for calling 664-1949. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm really good. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, wonderful. It's sunshine.
You got a spot? You got a spot picked out for fireworks tomorrow night?
Sure, sure. Wherever the beer's at.
I'll meet you there. Funny.
Hey, the Brain Strain this morning is all about Hall & Oates as we give away more tickets or attempt to with you here. Known mainly for their original material, Hall & Oates did score one top 20 hit with someone else's song. What was the remake?
Is it So Close?
So Close. Not the one we needed this morning, sir. Thank you for trying. Yikes.
That's okay. We're just getting started, Jimmy.
We're just warming up, Terry tells me. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're so glad you called 664-1949. We love having you on the show with us here.
What is it an answer?
No.
No, mainly for their original material. Hall & Oates did score one top 20 hit with somebody else's song. What was the remake?
Isn't it You've Lost That Loving Feeling
it
by the
is.
Righteous Brothers?
Oh, you've lost that.
I can't believe nobody got that.
No,
lost that
no one was even
feeling.
Close.
No.
They did that song?
Yeah, it was an old Righteous Brothers song, and they did. Phil Spector wrote it, and Hall & Oates redid it in 1980.
I did not even know that.
And they still play it on the radio all the time.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Wow.
You know what I noticed about that song? It's John Oates actually opens up for a change on that song. He's singing lead vocals.
I love it.
Yeah, usually it's Daryl Hall taking the lead.
How did I not know that? That's really bad. But thank you, because you knew it, and that's what matters.
Yes.
And I can't believe I got through. It was the first time I tried calling.
Oh,
so.
Good for you. Good girl. What do you think? You want to go to Hall & Oates?
That would be great.
Yes.
Okay.
You've lost that love and feeling, but you've won the tickets.
Yes. Yeah. So you might get that love and feeling back again.
She's got it for us right now, Terry.
Oh, man.
Good job this morning. Awesome job. What is your name?
Teresa Chapman.